Go in. Would you like some tea?
I don't have time for tea. Hello, Mr. Human. Long time no see. Hurry up.
What's going on here?
Good news. Welcome.
Why do you look so confused, eh, Human?
Thank you.
Akbar said you weren't coming home.
Why wouldn't I? I had a meeting. Akbar knows that.
Where is he?
He's with his guests. You can go through.
It's getting late. Hurry up. Hurry up. Take it already. Take it. Take it. Take it. That one too.
Look at him work.
You aren't made for this job, you know. Thank you. You're going to burn your hands. Give that to me.
Leave me alone.
Give that to me.
Okay, take it.
Wow, those coals are so red.
Kiermaars, hurry up. The food will get
You're
cold.
You're enjoying yourself, man.
Kiermaars, hurry up, please. I need you to hurry up. The food will get cold. Hurry, please.
Hello, Akbar.
Hurry up and cook the rice.
I should have known it. You're going to ditch me. You're going to replace me with your own relatives. Is that fair?
I need you to hurry up and cook the rice.
Don't worry, Akbar. We're almost done here.
I'm not replacing you with anyone. You wanted us to be partners with a few worthless scoundrels, but I prefer to be partners with my own relatives.
Listen, Akbar. This restaurant can't take off without me. I won't let it happen.
Look, Safdar, if it wasn't because of my beloved sister, I would smack you in the face right now.
You don't know me too well, Akbar. The reason I never quarreled with you is because I didn't want to... I didn't want to upset Akram. But from now on, know that everything is going to change.
Oh, Homan, shame on you.
Stay out of it. You don't know what I'm capable of. None of you have any idea what I'm capable of. I am more dangerous than you can imagine. Don't underestimate me.
What are you going to do? Show me.
What am I going to do? I am going to shout. I'm going to disgrace you. You think? My dear Akbar, I really missed you so much. What's this thing about a party? That's not nice. I really wanted to know about it.
Get out of here before I kill you.
You really want me to go?
Out!
Okay, I'm going. Thank you, dear Akbar. Thank you.
Go.
Okay, I'm going.
Go.
All right.
Get out already.
You don't have to push.
What happened, Homan?
It was me against all of them.
Really?
You don't know what's going on in there. Everybody is gathered there. He's prepared so much food. They all look rich. I think he's going to take their money and set up a limited liability partnership.
I don't think I can be a part of this restaurant. Let's go.
Let's go where? I've dreamt of this restaurant for so many years. Now you want me to give up and let them make all the profit? What am I supposed to tell my wife, Javadi, huh?
Let it go, Homan. They might beat you up this time.
Javadi, they won't open a restaurant without me. I'll show them. You'll see.
What is it now?
I wanted to thank you, Akbar. I have lived honorably and happily with your sister for such a long time, and yet you kick me out of your house. I want to thank you for doing that, my friend. I shouldn't be saying this, but when you came to our house, did we treat you like this? Weren't we kind to you?
Look, Safdar, I'm busy right now. I promise I'll deal with you later. I don't have time now.
Look, Akbar, there's really nothing to deal with. Your sister sent me here to see how you're doing. Did I do something wrong? Why did you humiliate me in front of everyone?
I pity my poor sister who wasted her life on you.
My point exactly.
Go inside.
I won't, Akbar.
Come in already.
Don't insist.
Then go away.
Okay, I'll come in, but not for long. Your sister will be worried.
Sit in a corner and keep quiet.
Damn it. You shouldn't go up against the Almighty. You'll lose within two moves. Come on, make your move. Let's see it. Come on.
Hello, how are you? Hello, sir. How are you doing? Hi, how are you? Hello, doctor. How are you? Yeah, it's good to see you. Hi, hello. How are you? Thanks for coming. I'm happy all of you are here. Really happy, yes. Wow. How do I do this? It's so good to see everybody here. I think we've gathered here to work with each other and run a restaurant under the management of Mr. Ali Magam. And nowadays, no one can work on their own. People have to work together.
Didn't I tell you to sit quietly?
Yes, sir.
I'll try to not take up too much of your precious time. Our intention is clear. You trust me, and all of you know very well how to buy a share of the restaurant. Mr. Manusher Kerka explained everything. If you have any questions, you can ask him. The reason I threw this party today is that you get a chance to become familiar with the traditional Iranian dishes that we will serve in our restaurant, as well as...
Excuse me, Mr. Alimagam, I have a question.
Go on.
Everyone here is aware of your expertise as a chef.
Thank you.
And according to your wife's interview on TV, cooking is the one thing that you are really good at. But if I may say, what really counts here is the management of the restaurant.
Honey, don't be like that.
I don't know why we don't have the answer yet.
Well, management does count.
Excuse me, ma'am. But if you have any doubts about my management skills, you can leave.
This is Shoku. Let Akbar finish what he has to say. Then you can ask your questions.
Yes.
He hasn't even started yet.
Excuse me, Akbar. If you have a problem with Mr. Alimagam's management skills, you should leave right now.
My wife didn't mean to express any doubts. She wanted to know more about buying the shares.
Okay, then. So let me explain. First of all, each share is worth 1 million tamans, and those who want to can buy their share from Manusher Kerka.
Akbar, my savings only about 1 million tamans. What am I going to do?
It doesn't matter, Uncle. You can buy one share.
Okay, then I'm going to buy one share, Manusher.
Okay, Uncle, I'll write your name and share it at the top of the list.
Good.
Okay, Yamars, please start serving the dishes.
That one. Thank you.
My dear friends, you can taste the dishes with the spoons provided for you.
Sarah, you have some tea. Thank you. You're welcome. Here you are. Thank you, Solmaz. Why isn't she here yet?
It's not 8 yet, ma'am.
Excuse me, ma'am, for being that forward. Do you think that a chef who had just returned from abroad, well, does he know how to make something edible?
Fix your hat.
Yes.
When are the women supposed to come?
You told them to be here at 9, ma'am.
All the dishes served here tonight will show you that our restaurant is going to prosper. Forget about the first 6 months, but starting from the second half of the year, you'll be able to ask for the balance from Manusher. He'll be most happy to help you in any way he can, and will inform you of our profit and loss.
What loss, Akbar? Aren't we supposed to make profit?
Well, God is the one who will grant us everything. Our profit and loss is in his hands.
I won't be in if there are going to be losses.
What are you saying? Akbar's restaurant won't suffer any losses with its delicious dishes. It's going to be hard.
I heard you.
Manusher, please serve these dishes. That dish you're eating now is called shrimp dish, which is my specialty. I'm sure you must have heard of it.
Please, Mr. Akbar, will you give me a recipe for the dish?
I can give you the recipe, but there are a few local vegetables that I use in it that I'd rather keep a secret, if you don't mind.
Of course.
Javadi, Javadi, where have you been?
I came in behind one of the guests.
Go on.
Oh, it's tasty.
Having a good time, Oman?
Yes.
Manusher, could you please serve all the other dishes?
Hello? Yes. We've arrived, yes. Yes, we're here. At the foot of the stairs. Here he is now. Hello.
Hello.
What's he look like, and what's going on?
He's not here yet.
Well, who is he, and where does he come from?
They say he's come from abroad. He used to be a head chef at a restaurant.
Can he cook Iranian?
Well, in fact, Mrs. Kirka says he can cook anything.
You don't know why he's not here yet?
Yeah, I didn't see anyone.
Does he like Iranian or foreign dishes? Is he young or old?
I have no idea how he looks.
What do you know?
Nothing. I'd better leave before someone accuses me of being a snitch.
Okay, go.
He doesn't know anything more than we do. He's only trying to look important.
All right. Let's go tell Akbar. Let's go.
You're really good at this.
I learned it all from you.
I swear to God, I was lucky I didn't fall down and rip my trousers. I'm telling you, it was
Hello,
something.
Mr. Human. Tell me, where is Mr. Akbar?
Hello, Essie. How are you? Anything new?
Not really. I've already told him everything I know.
Didn't you tell him about the new head chef from abroad, huh?
No, not yet. That's why I'm here.
Why are you so late? That information was urgent. I told you to tell him as soon as possible.
Sure,
go to that room right now. Go tell him. Hurry up, hurry up.
Hello, Mr. Akbar.
Hello.
Hello. Where have you been? You realize how late you are.
Well, I'll tell you, sir. I've heard that a foreign chef is going to take your place at the restaurant. It's so sad. What can I say?
A foreign chef?
Yes, sir. Strange world, isn't it?
Is it a man?
So now women become head chefs? Every head chef I've ever seen has been a man.
Did you see him?
I think he's had second thoughts about taking the job, to tell you the truth. He hasn't shown up yet, and no one's there to supervise the kitchen.
I see, I see. So, they have a foreign head chef.
Yes.
Oh. All right. Go clean up the yard. The pots are scattered there. Go now.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Yes, sir. That restaurant will close down without Mr. Akbar. I'm really angry. I really am angry now.
Hello?
Yes?
Sarah, where are you?
Hi, I'm with Mom.
What's going on?
Nothing special.
Is it true that your mom has brought a...
Brought what?
Nothing. We'll talk later. Come home as soon as you're done with your work, okay?
Okay, sure.
Hurry. So, you've brought a foreign head chef, huh? I see. All right.
Who was it?
Daddy.
He asked about the restaurant?
No. Hi. Hi. Hello, ma'am. I'm sorry, I didn't take the traffic under consideration.
Make sure to do so next time. Go to the kitchen, get prepared, and start to work. You can give her a hand, Matabi. Everything is ready and you have an hour to do it all. I have invited 5 experts, so cook something that'll get you 5 high marks. Come on, get going. You only have an hour to do this.
Okay. What's that smell?
And it's tripe soup. Tripe.
What?
Tripe soup.
Throw it away. Away.
Away? What for?
Tell me, how can you even eat this? Those are 2 tiny eyes looking at you from the plate.
But those eyes, they're not looking at us.
Throw them away now, please.
Well, who are you?
She's the new head chef, Mr. Gabadi. Are you going to throw this away, or should I call Mr. Kahika?
Hello, ma'am. Why didn't you introduce yourself sooner? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'll do whatever you want. No problem. Right away.
Turn on the fans, please. Don't worry, I'll do it. What are we gonna do with the smell?
Ma'am, hurry up. You only have 1 hour.
Well, we'll start now with the pata.
Come to those who ridicule and laugh at the prophets. This is not something you want to do.
Arrest and question any stranger who sets foot in the city, do you understand? I don't want one word spoken without our guards hearing and recording what was said.
At a time when sadness and futility reigned, everyone hopes for salvation.
For years, the rabbis at this temple, including myself, have anxiously awaited the arrival of the Messiah.
Has he been born yet?
He has. I heard his cries with my own ears.
The child that I wanted to devote to you has turned out to be a girl.
The boy we await will be a great man. However, he has to be born to a great and pious mother, a woman even more virtuous than you, Hannah. The promised Messiah will be born to your daughter.
She is your servant, your humble servant. This is Mary.
A holy girl, a holy woman, a holy child.
God knows there is no other human being like the girl in your arms. She has greatness within her. Much more greatness than anybody realizes, my dear.
No girl has ever served in a temple. No female has ever entered this holy place.
The Chosen One.
Well, Zachariah, I heard you're making a hut in the temple for Mary.
Is it possible that Mary could someday be Christ's mother?
Whatever may happen to your daughter is God's will. The health and well-being of every person rests in His hands. I can only pray for your child and her health. The voice said, God has chosen you, Mary. It called out my name, along with the name of three other women. That voice was so beautiful. Oh, Grandfather, the way it said those names.
The Christ will come and abolish these money-loving hypocrites who would keep them in bondage. He will loose their bindings.
How can we be expected to speak to a newborn baby?
Saint Mary, coming soon on iFilm.
The competition will be held over
there.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for coming.
Hello.
Thanks. Show them the way. Hello, welcome. And thanks for accepting my invitation. Musa, go to the kitchen and tell Miss Matabi that the judges are here.
Okay, ma'am.
My boy is doing very well.
Hello. Hello, dear ladies. Welcome, welcome.
Hello,
hello,
sir.
Hello. Miss Matabi, Miss Kirka sent me to tell you that the judges are here now.
Okay, thanks for informing me.
Mrs. Solmaz, can I have a word with you in private?
With me?
Yes. Please, come here.
Yes, what is it?
Excuse me. They made some tripe soup here. Where is it? Was it eaten up?
No. The head chef told us to throw it away.
Away where?
Outside.
No, this is something I can definitely do without. No, I'm trying to eat actually less during the day. I think I found that...
Can I have some colored herb souffle?
Hey there, Akbar. Why are you sitting here all by yourself?
Nothing's wrong.
Well, would you please get up then? The guests are waiting for you.
Never mind them. Make them leave as soon as possible. And I want you to clean up the house with the help of Essie and Ramat.
Okay. Whatever you say. But there's something wrong with you. Hello?
Hello, Manushka.
Hello, sis.
In my opinion, Akbar is one of a kind.
What's going on over there?
He is the best cook I know.
Thank you, Akbar.
It was great.
Akbar, Mr. Akbar.
Who was it? Who called Akbar?
Mr. Akbar!
There's no need for a microphone. The sound might disturb the neighbors, Miss Zanna.
I was right.
But I didn't go anywhere. I'm right here. Finish your food. Go on.
Thank you.
I said, who was it who called Akbar?
Sis?
Manager?
Sis, hello? Hello? Sis? Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Akbar, what is this food called?
Colored herb souffle.
How did you make this?
Don't expect me to answer that.
Akbar, won't you tell us how to make geminesa?
Just finish eating. I'm not in the mood to explain it.
Why did he take offense? What's wrong with him?
Where is Mrs. Kaika?
Hmm.
Hello, manager? Come to the door, please. Yes, I'm at the door. You thought I wouldn't or something?
Hello.
What's going on here?
Nothing.
I said, what's going on here? Who's here?
No one. I don't know what's going wrong with Akbar. Everyone took offense and they all left. There's no one there now. Let's go inside.
Why are you avoiding my questions? Who was here when I called you just before?
No one. There were strangers. There were all your relatives.
Really? Wonderful.
Oh, come on. Don't be so suspicious. Everybody who came here tonight came to buy shares from Akbar's restaurant business.
Shares?
Shares for Akbar's restaurant.
And you've become Akbar's assistant and are running an exchange center here?
So you've got wind of it, have you?
Of course I have. Nothing goes unnoticed by me. What did you expect, huh?
Yes, that's right.
You've been reduced to begging, huh?
The poor guy has to do something. What, do you want him to stay at home all the time?
Great. Good thing you finally found a job, bro.
No comment.
Ask Daddy to come out. I'm taking him home. I'm too old to see my parents get divorced.
Dad won't listen to me. Come on, you know that. He never listens to me.
I never thought I'd have to put up with my parents' quarrels, besides all my other problems. Who are they? Why did that old hack Parinaz come to my house when I'm not home? What's going on?
I told you, she and her husband and her brother-in-laws all came here to buy shares of the restaurant.
But how dare they set foot in my house?
Minu, wait! Minu... Minu, please wait.
Let me give you a hand.
We are Toman.
It's Toman. It says 28 shares in the second branch of Ashpazbashi restaurant. Oh, congratulations.
Next.
Hello, Minu.
Hello.
Next. Kiyomars, read the next one.
The next one has some traveler's checks and one regular check, Mr. Asurabipada.
How much is it?
Apparently, 17 million.
Write it down. Rasurabipada, 17 shares.
Dad, please get up. Let's go home right now.
What? Have you come to make up with him? You've finally come to your senses?
We're going home.
No. I won't come unless your mother personally comes for me.
Let's go to a house right now. We'll discuss it there.
Read the next one, Kiyomars.
All right. Next is Mr. Nizamian. With a check for 16 million. It's dated 8 days from now.
No problem. Mr. Nemazian gets 16 shares.
Why isn't your wife here? She's the one who always stirs up trouble.
Is she talking to me?
Is she the one guiding you from afar?
Ah.
Why do you pick on my poor sister, huh? If you want to fight, talk to me.
I don't want to fight. You said to meet you at court, and I agreed. I'll be there, don't you worry.
Yes.
All right, Minu. I'm ready. Let's go. Anusha, get my hat and bag from upstairs. And my socks are in the bathroom.
Yes, Dad, I'll fetch them.
I'll send my lawyer to you tomorrow morning.
I'll be waiting.
So sorry for bothering you.
Don't say that, Dad. Our house is your house.
Let's see who backs off first, my darling.
Okay, we'll see.
Yes, tomorrow morning.
If you're going to continue this, I won't come with you. Let's go.
Dad, let me first.
Quiet. I won't let you. Didn't you come here to pick me up?
Yes, just give me a minute.
Then I'm not coming. I'll stay here. Manusher, no need to get my bag.
Okay, Dad, let's go. Let's just go.
Here you go, Father. Here's your hat and your bag. You can go now. There you go.
Let's go.
Are you lost again?
If I don't answer her back, she'll have another interview and claim I've backed off.
Akbar women are like that. If you let them, they'll claim the world for themselves. Hold on. What?
Excuse me, Mr. Human.
Is she talking to me, Akbar?
Have you recently assumed the role of your wife as well as yourself?
Sis, please, for my sake, let it go.
Why should she? Let her speak.
Akbar, sit down. Sit down.
Talk, lady. But I do hope that you're also up to hearing what I have to say.
I neither have anything to say, nor do I want to hear anything from you.
Then why do you keep coming here and riling me up?
What are you trying to prove, exactly?
I'm desperately trying to prove to you that I built up that restaurant, and I made it what it is today.
Tell me, Akbar. Aren't you tired of saying I, me, myself all the time, huh?
I'm giving you a taste of your own medicine. I would really like to see where that restaurant stands under your management.
You can be sure that I know exactly what I'm doing.
If you knew what you were doing, why did you close down the restaurant?
I didn't close down the restaurant. I just shut it for a few days to do some repairs.
That restaurant did not need any repairs. We were the ones in need of repairs. I mean, you were.
After I open it, my dear, you'll see who is in need of repairs, I assure you.
2 or 3 months from now, no one will go to your restaurant. You think you can defeat me with a chef who comes from abroad?
Don't doubt it. Our chef is the best.
You've apparently forgotten that I tested many chefs that had returned from abroad. Most of them were worthless.
That's my business, not yours.
You're really making me... God damn it.
Akbar, sis, please, let's all calm down.
You know what? I'm staying right here. I'm not going anywhere. I've had enough. Take my bags upstairs, kid.
No, father. Just wait a minute. Minu, look. Can't you see how father is so tired and he's just standing here? Please, just take him home. Please.
If you needed money... You should have come to me and asked me for it. There was no need to call on all your relatives. There'll be a downfall.
I'm used to starting from scratch.
Minu, please go. Please, take father home. Please.
Listen, Akbar, that was great. You were fantastic.
Don't meddle in our private affairs.
Okay.
Never do that!
Okay, Akbar, you scared me. Oh, my God.
Tell me, what's with this meeting?
What can I say, Grandma? Mom and Dad have left us high and dry. Hello? Farhad, where are you?
We're almost there.
Really? Hurry up, then.
Where are they?
They're almost here. You're here? Come on in.
When the parents are living separately. No wonder the children have to do the same.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Fine.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hello, Grandma.
Hello.
Hello, Grandma. Hello, Grandma.
Hello, honey. Oh, God, look at you.
Grandma, dear, why are you crying? Tears won't solve anything.
I know. Please forgive me. I can't help crying when I see you like this.
She's right, Sarah. I don't know why I feel like crying these days.
Forget it, sis. Not you, too. Once you start crying, you'll never stop.
All right, sit down. Come on, guys, sit down. We're having a meeting.
It looks like an emergency center.
Yeah, sit down. All right, don't make any noises and listen to me carefully. Look, guys, Mom and Dad are really getting divorced. It's not funny. Their quarrel has gone too far. Mom has acted alone without consulting Dad. First she closed the restaurant, now she's hiring a new chef and staff.
What about the menu? Are they going to change the menu?
Of course, they're changing the head chef.
No way! But why?
Keep quiet. Please. Apart from Mom, rumor has it that Dad's opening up a restaurant. Hmm? You're happy? This means that they're earning their lives separately from one another. Do you know what that means?
Fortunately, Dad had a quarrel with Human and their deal is off. That's what I've heard.
Yes, the deal is off for now. But you know Mr. Human and Aunt Ankram, they won't give up so easily. They will pester Dad until they get what they want.
Hold on a second. Is there anything wrong with having two restaurants?
He's right.
Yeah, two restaurants. And we could call them Ashpazbashi Chain Restaurants. No, we need a new name.
Farhad, if Dad and Mom were together, it could be called Chain Restaurants. But when there's a missing link, it can't be a chain.
We are so miserable. And we also have our grandparents who are fighting like cats and dogs.
Shireen! Keep Grandma and Grandpa out of it. Their case is different. I'm sorry, Grandma. Forgive us.
It's okay.
We've gathered here today to see how we can reconcile Mom and Dad. Otherwise, all of us are doomed. We'll become children of divorce. End of story.
It's too late, sis. We should think about what comes after the divorce. We should sit down and make a plan and see what we have to do afterwards.
Farhad, don't take this matter so lightly, please.
I'm taking it lightly.
Of course you are.
Please eat your food and keep quiet for a while. Go on, Sara. What exactly is your plan?
I don't have any.
Well, why is the reason you ask us to come here?
Saeed, listen. Mom and Dad are getting divorced, don't you understand? We can't just sit here and do nothing. That's why I asked you to come here.
I know, so what do you think we should do?
I suggest that you tell them to patch up their quarrel, or you will come live with us.
Grandma, great idea. That'll make them extremely happy. They'll be happy to get rid of us all.
Then we'll threaten to eat fire. I mean, to set ourselves on fire. Or maybe, well, maybe we can threaten to kill ourselves by eating some poison.
That won't do. Suicide has become outdated. If someone kills himself, the psychologist will claim they had some screws loose. It'll only result in disgrace. Forget it.
You guys, please, can I say something over here?
Go on, Sara. What do you have to say?
Look, what we should, why is Dad so angry about something as simple as Mom's TV interview? Why would they quarrel over something like that? Why didn't Mom even say that in the first place?
Excuse me, but you're the one who's living with Dad.
Well, we can't leave Dad alone. Someone has to take care of him.
This won't do. They'll go to court in a few days and get divorced and...
They can't do that for now.
Why not?
For now.
Why not?
What are these?
Well, I kinda stole all their documents. Their ID cards, house ownership document, passports, marriage certificate, their driver's licenses. I did an act of felony for the true embetterment of all humankind.
We were supposed to reopen the restaurant tonight, but it didn't happen. I was alone. And I couldn't manage everything. One cannot start everything from scratch. It's just impossible. At least, that's how it seems to me.